Welcome back to Coach Speak here, presented by Carl Otto on this Monday evening here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, wrapping things up. We're talking with the boys golf coach of the Roland Story Norseman, joining us on the line. Roger Tweedo joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Hey, Quinn, first of all, you're going to have to learn how to say my name. It's Roger Tweedo.
Tweedo, okay.
Rhymes with righto.
All right.
But I'll forgive you for that one. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you very much. And that, as we take a look at your team this year, you guys got off to a good start to your season last week. You took home a tri-meet win over Garner Heap of Ventura and Clarion Goldfield Dows up at Claremont Country Club on Thursday. And when you look at how your team performed in that opening meet, what are some things that really impressed you with how your team performed in that opening meet?
Well, the weather conditions were kind of tough. It was windy, and they battled through that, which they're going to have to be able to do, because when you're playing golf in spring in Iowa, the weather conditions are going to be tough at times. So I was impressed with how they played, even though the conditions were tough. And the course was, the pin placements were kind of difficult, and the course is uneven everywhere you stand, which makes for a tough course to score well on, but they battled through and they played well.
And looking at your roster, you return almost all of your production from a year ago, sans a couple of seniors, but guys that were big producers for you last year, guys like Nels Hansen, Hayden Jansen, Braylon Lutz, Hayden Eslick, Patrick Gomez, Jack Berkland, all back here this year. And what was, at least from the start of the year till now, what's been the message about coming back and after having a pretty successful year with such a young group?
Well, it really put us in an advantageous place, because I was able to say to the boys when we had our last practice last spring that they better be shooting 45 or better if they're hoping to play on the varsity team this year. And I've got 9 guys, including a freshman by the name of Ryan Fisher, who are all competing for those 6 varsity spots. And that really helps, because guys are spending a little extra time at the range, at the putting green, playing. Some of these guys have been playing a lot of golf, and so their scores are coming down from last year. And we were pretty competitive last year, but I think we're going to be even more competitive this year.
And you talk about, you know, that freshman in Ryan Fisher, and when you talk about, you know, a freshman coming in right away, especially in golf and battling for a spot on the varsity roster, you know, is it difficult depending on what their background is? Are they more prepped with the more work they've had in the past? How tough can it be for a freshman to adjust to the high school golf game?
You know, it's tough to know exactly what's going on inside of a kid's mind, whether they're completely relaxed or if they're nervous beyond what you can imagine. But Ryan's been playing well in the qualifiers. He played well in our meet on Thursday night. He's right on the bubble of being in the top 6 and being number 7, so he's going to have to keep working hard all season long if he's going to stay inside the top 6. But I know he's going to continue to compete and continue to work hard. It's just he's got 8 other guys competing for those 6 spots that are going to be working hard as well. So I think it's going to be tough to stay inside the top 6. But the guys that do, they're going to play well and be competing well at the end of the year.
Looking at your schedule coming up, you've got a pretty loaded week this week in terms of just number of meets. You guys are at Conrad for a BCLUW tournament coming up tomorrow afternoon. Thursday, you guys are at home hosting a Triumph with Colonesco and Seidel before hosting Ogden on Friday in just a dual meet before you guys go to Jefferson on Saturday to compete at a tournament over in Jefferson. And, you know, looking at how stacked of a week this is, was this by design? And if so, how are you expecting some of your guys to prepare and react to having such a loaded week?
Well, we actually, it even gets more loaded than what you described, because after we compete Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, we also compete Monday and Tuesday of next week. So we're talking about 6 meets in 8 days. But tomorrow night's will be fun. That's a co-ed meet, and it's the only one of the season, so our number one boy and number one girl will team up and so on and so forth through the top six and play over at Conrad. And so that's kind of a fun time. And then the two at home on Thursday and Friday, that takes a little less out of you because you're not traveling. Saturday was kind of a late 11th hour sort of addition to the season, and so it got wedged in there between the other ones. I didn't really think about what was happening, but I think once we get through this stretch, then things will kind of even out a little bit, and it won't be quite so intense. But, you know, the boys love to play and love to travel together, so it won't be something that they don't look forward to. I mean, they're looking forward to it and looking forward to the opportunity to compete. And Friday's meet is both a boys and a girls meet at home, so that'll be fun as well. We'll have both teams on the course plus Ogden, so it'll be a lot of fun on Friday as well.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with your busy schedule here this week.
All right, sounds good. Call me anytime, and we'll talk golf.
All righty, not a problem. Big thanks to Roger Twito, the boys' golf coach of the Roland Story Norseman, here on our Coach Speak program. That'll wrap things up for this Monday evening on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto. Top of the hour is next here on 95.7 KQWC.